Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Brewing beer on a commercial scale is a lot of hard work. Brew Day this week on Beer Untapped, and coming up later, word on a very special event you want to know about. So Don Choate brews at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. He comes to the job with a long history of homebrewing.
I've been homebrewing since, I'm going to date myself here a little bit, I've been homebrewing for 18 years. Buying a homebrew kit was one of my first major purchases after I got married, and I lived in a one-bedroom apartment, and I made it smell terrible, and I had some carboys that would ferment too hard and blow stuff all over the wall. My wife was very patient, and as I learned the process, I got a little bit better, but here I am 18 years later, and now I'm working in a commercial brewery. It's pretty exciting.
And we were talking to Don right there in the brewery. Despite the experience he had with homebrewing, Don says it was a pretty big step to do it commercially.
At first, it was a little intimidating. I won't lie. Just seeing a larger scale operation, and there was a lot more tubes, a lot more hot liquid that was going around the brewery, and it was I was pretty intimidated at first. One of the first days, I just was standing over the boil and realizing that we had 90 gallons of boiling liquid, and gosh, I hope I don't do anything wrong, because I'd hate to have to dump 90 gallons of boiling hot beer down the drain. But everything has turned out good so far, I think.
He says the most important thing you learn by brewing at home translates to the larger scale, and that is the incredible importance of cleanliness.
I was thinking, you know, when I was interviewing for this job, like what questions would they ask me? And I said, well, what questions would I ask myself? And what's the most important overwhelming question in the brewery? What's the most important thing? And that is sanitation. That can't be stressed enough. It can't be stressed enough at home. And then especially here, when we're dealing with a lot larger volume, we want to make sure our beer ferments clean and comes out the way we want it to. We don't want to unintentionally make a sour beer.
At the brewery, you clean, then clean, and clean again.
You know, and I'm meticulous when I clean the fermenters, because I know that one little speck could ruin the batch. And so that is definitely an advantage to having that homebrew background, that you have that, you know, the importance of sanitation.
More Beer on Tap, Perry Miller, coming right up.
Oh, anaerobic methylation, alcoholic fermentation, NADH oxidation, give me a beer. Lightly iodized.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped. We caught up with Wooden Legs brewer Don Choate on a recent brew day. Much of brewing at the commercial scale involves work. A lot of very hard work. Cleaning, sanitizing, loading in grain, emptying tanks of spent grain, and then cleaning some more.
I remember like my first brew day doing that. I'm like, wow, I'm really doing it. Here I am. You know, with a 10-gallon batch at home, it's just a little bit of grain, and you just dump it in the backyard somewhere. But this is several hundred pounds, and I have to carry it out in a tub and think, gosh, I wish there was a better way to do this. But there isn't. We load them into blue bins, and I carry them outside, and then we have a local farmer come and take them. And it's a manual process, but it's something we have to do here to get the grains out.
Can you tell brewing is hands-on work?
I put the grain in the mill myself, and I carry it and put it in the mash tun, and then when we add the water, I stir it with a huge paddle, and I set the temperature, and I set the recirculation to what I think is the best for the system, and then we sparge it out into the boil kettle, and it's, you know, it's still a manual process.
Don says less time is spent on the actual brewing than in the prep work and cleaning.
I work full time, but I only brew probably once or twice a week. So the rest of the time I spend cleaning and checking things and cleaning again and making sure the beer is fermenting properly. It's a big part of the job.
As he said, it was all a bit intimidating at first, but then he had a moment.
I kind of had one of those moments in the movie The Matrix. I saw all these tubes and I didn't know what they were. I had a seeing the Matrix for what it is moment and understood where all these hoses go, and then it became crystal clear, and it's like, well, this is just like home brewing, it's just a lot bigger. And that's the mentality I take. I used to be so nervous mashing in, but it's riding a bike at this point.
When it comes to brewing specific beers, Don says he already has his favorites, and his less than favorites.
Well, I'll be honest with you. The What We Got is probably one of my favorite beers, but it is the my least favorite to make. And, you know, I earned a badge of honor that day that I made it, and then another badge when it came out because it tasted so darn good.
Tasted really good.
And, you know, I'm sitting here looking over my notes saying, how can I make this again, but how can I make my brew day better? There's just a massive amount of grain in that because of the hops, it's prone to boiling over, and it made for a long day. And I need to refine that process because we need it again soon.
Finally today, a few moments to talk about an upcoming event at Wooden Legs that I hope you can attend. You may have noticed that our regular contributor, Seth Cook, is not on this week's show. That's because Seth's wife, Jessie, is battling breast cancer. And this Friday, March 4th, there's a special fundraiser at the pub. It includes the release of two much-loved beers, Black Hills Schwarzbier and Hellbent Helles, now appropriately called Fight Like Helles. There'll be two donation jars. The beer with the most donations will be the winner and will be announced Saturday. There'll also be a raffle, bake sale, and more. Thanks to Johnson Brothers Distributors, there'll also be some very rare beers tapped on Friday. Seth and Jesse, great people. Always the first to help others. Now it's time to help them out. We will see you at the pub on Friday. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly and...
Fight, Jesse, fight!